Men, I want to be really honest with you today. 99.9% of the time, we are creating content to help you become your best version. This is a little bit different. This is content that will help you become your best version, but we are asking you to pray about joining with Men in the Arena, collaborating with Men in the Arena, with one of the awesome events we've designed to help you to grow in your journey as a man. Today, you're going to hear of three specific events that we've got coming up in the future where you can partner with us and your other brothers and become your best version.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this Equipping Men in 10 episode of Men in the Arena podcast. As you know, I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and host, leading you to your best version in that stress bubble of life and beyond. Welcome to today's episode. Guys, as you know, we are trying to gather 365 hero stories for every day of the year, every year that we put out this podcast. And man, this year we are on a roll. We are excited and rolling with our hero stories, which are stories of transformation that you've experienced or someone you love has experienced through Men in the Arena. So if you're a wife listening to this and you've got a man who's really grown right now, please, please, please let us know. And we will send you a little gift just to say thanks for taking the time to write in. This is number 29 this year. Hero story number 29 comes from Bill all the way over in Kentucky. And he writes this. He says, hey, I want to write a brief note. Just say thank you from a guy who spent 40 years of his life entangled in the New Age movement. I want to let you know that your podcast, along with your point of view, wisdom, and guidance, has been instrumental in helping me find my way back to the Lord after decades away. Your ministry is yet another arrow in my quiver. And that's a great point. We don't want to be the only arrow in your quiver. We need to collaborate with many, many other people. But he says, your show has been yet another arrow in my quiver, another tool in my utility belt, and I fully intend to spend what years I have left in becoming a better man, a godly man, and using those years to help guide, mentor, and influence others. Man, that is the hero story. Not giving Men in the Arena accolades, but telling us how he's growing. Because if you write in, we assume that we're doing something right. We want to hear what you're doing right. So thank you so much, Bill. Hit us up. We want to send you some swag. So hey, let's jump in today's podcast episode. Guys, I want to tell you about three things that are coming up here that I think are really important for you, whether you live on the eastern side of the United States or whether you live on the west side of the Rockies. I think we have something for you, and I want you to really pray about and really consider collaborating. You know, I have a lot of guys writing on social media. We have a lot of hero stories that come in. But man, what's really critical is being able to shake your hand, look you in the eye, hang out with you, and just have a great time. And so I want to just invite you to join us this year. This is coming up pretty quick at this year's second ever collaborative man camp. This is happening May 3rd through 5th at Young Life's Washington Family Ranch, which is significant. Washington Family Ranch is the biggest Christian conference ground in the state of Oregon, and they have asked Men in the Arena to partner with them to bring back men's ministries post-COVID. And we are so excited to do this. Last year, we packed the camp out. We maxed it out at 400 men, so much so we had to split off with another organization, and they're doing their thing and we're doing ours. And we are excited to tell you that as I do this podcast, we have 178 men already signed up, and we only have about 400 spots total. So I'm asking you to prayerfully consider join us this year. It's a collaborative effort. Right now, out of the 178 guys, we have men from 36 different churches signed up. So this is not some big church comes and brings 100 men. This is a lot of smaller churches coming and just bringing guys from all over the place, other states, driving up 800 miles away. It's going to be so cool. This year's theme is called this, Not a Fan. We will have a shirt made for you. The cost of the event is $185 for the weekend. Now, let me tell you this. There is no staff override built into this event. In other words, I paid $185. My staff paid $185 each. My sons are coming. They paid $185 each. Every guy has sweat in the game. All of our keynote speakers are speaking for free, and they paid $185 to get there. All of our seminar presenters, we have 12 different seminars that you can choose from, and those guys paid the full fee to get there. So we all have sweat in the game. We all have skin in the game. We're super passionate about this event. If you have a son 16 to 18 years old and you want to lead him into manhood, we are having a very special night on Friday night called our Rite of Passage, where men get to affirm their sons publicly and walk them through a ceremony. There will be an added cost to that if you want to do that, but you can sign up and tell us that this is something you're interested in, because we ask men to give their sons a gift, and you can either bring that gift on your own for no added cost, or you can purchase the gift that we have for you, which is a fixed blade knife with our manhood definition written on it from my book, Strong Men, Dangerous Times. So this facility has a full-blown water park. We have a 3D archery course, a frisbee golf, there's fishing, there's hiking. We've got guys coming to mountain bike. We've got fire pits, volleyball, basketball, or places to chill with your bros. There are so many things that you can do. I can't list them all. There's a coffee shop right on the campus, a full-blown coffee shop. Just come and hang out, man. We're going to have a phenomenal time together. Here's how you sign up. You go to mancampwfr.com. It's very important that you go to mancampwfr.com, because there are a lot of man camps around Oregon. Every guy, we either call our camps either men's advances, because men never retreat, men's retreats, or man camps. So make sure you go to www.mancampwfr.com. WFR, Washington Family Ranch.com. So I want to tell you about two other events that are happening. These are the same event that happened in different locations, or I should say similar events. So we are putting on our third annual Men's Collaborative One-Day Conference. We did this before COVID, and then we stopped for a couple years, and now we're back doing it again. So we're super excited about this. So if you live in the West, we are having our Men's Collaborative Conference on October 12th, 2024 in McMinnville, Oregon. We have two outstanding keynote speakers coming. We have multiple seminar speakers. Actually, we'll have 12 different seminars for you on that day. And if you live on the east side of the Rockies, on October 19th, so 1 week later, Men in the Arena is hosting our Southern Men's Collaborative Conference in Prattmont, Alabama on October 19th. Very similar format. I will actually be there. So if you can't make the 12th, come on the 19th. I'd love to shake your hand, look you in the eye, tell you thank you for being a part of our ministry. But these are great events for you to come in for one day, be equipped, inspired, and collaborate with other believers. So guys, I hope that we see you at least one of those events. I really want to shake your hand. One of the greatest things I do, one of the most enjoyable things I do, is shaking the hands of men who are involved in our ministry, telling them thank you, hearing their stories, and man, having a cup of coffee. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Hey guys, if you know a buddy that needs to be a part of this, please share this link with him. Invite him to come with you. Bring your sons, bring your bros, bring your coworkers. It's going to be a great, great set of events. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor. Hear the deafening roar of the crowd. Taste the sweetness of victory. Smell the stench of battle. Get in the game. Get dirty. Grind it out. Save the date. And be a man.